Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at opioid versus non-opioid medications on pain-related function in patients with chronic back pain. And finally, a story about dose response and efficacy of spinal manipulation for care of cervicogenic headache. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 627, recorded March 23rd, 2018. Health Beat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Limited evidence is available regarding long-term outcomes of opioids compared with non-opioid medications for chronic pain. A recent study was published in the New England Journal of Medicine to compare opioid versus non-opioid medications over 12 months on pain-related function, pain intensity, and adverse effects. Both interventions, opioid and non-opioid medication therapy, followed a treat-to-target strategy aiming for improved pain and function. Each intervention had its own prescribing strategy that included multiple medication options in three steps. In the opioid group, the first step was immediate release morphine, oxycodone, or hydrocodone / acetaminophen. For the non-opioid group, the first step was acetaminophen, or a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. Medications were changed, added, or adjusted within the assigned treatment group according to individual patient response. The primary outcome was pain-related function, according to a brief pain inventory interference scale, over 12 months, and the main secondary outcome was pain intensity, according to a BPI severity scale. The study concluded that treatment with opioids was not superior to treatment with non-opioid medications for improving pain-related function over 12 months. Results do not support initiation of opioid therapy for moderate to severe chronic back pain or hip or knee osteoarthritis pain. Discuss manipulation and related non-opioid therapies for low back pain with your qualified chiropractor. Surf to our show notes for links. The optimal number of visits for the care of cervicogenic headache with spinal manipulative therapy, SMT, is unknown. A recent study was published in the Spine Journal to identify the dose-response relationship between visits for SMT and chronic cervicogenic headache outcomes, to evaluate the efficacy of spinal manipulative therapy by comparison with a light massage control. Participants were randomized to four dose levels of chiropractic SMT at 0, 6, 12, or 18 sessions. They were treated three times per week for 6 weeks and received a focused light massage control at sessions when spinal manipulative therapy was not assigned. The study concluded that there was a linear dose-response relationship between spinal manipulative therapy visits and days with cervicogenic headache. for the highest and most effective dose of 18 spinomanipulative therapy visits, cervicogenic headache days were reduced by half and about 3 more days per month than for the light massage control. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote: "The true test of leadership is how well you function in a crisis." For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.